Oh, I'm wired and ready to dive into today's topics. From animations that make your web experience feel like magic, to the machine learning pipelines that are quietly predicting your next move online.
That sounds like we're about to go on a tech safari. Where do we start?
Let's kick things off with animations. They're not just about making things look pretty. They guide attention, provide feedback, and make waiting for things to load feel shorter. Kind of like how a good joke makes our setup time here feel less awkward, right?
Exactly. So are we talking about those flashy pop-ups on websites?
Sort of, but it's more about subtlety, like a button changing color when you hover over it, making the interaction feel more responsive. These animations can be done using CSS or JavaScript, each with their advantages. CSS runs on a separate thread, making it smoother, while JavaScript gives you more control for complex animations.
I see. So it's a choice between smooth sailing and having the steering wheel. Got any tips for keeping animations snappy?
Absolutely. Stick to transforming properties and opacity changes. They're less taxing on the browser. And if you're dabbling in JavaScript, synchronize your changes with the browser's paint cycle using Request Animation Frame.
Cool. What's next on our tech safari?
Next up, we have API gateways, the front door of microservices architecture. Imagine you're at a concert. The gateway is like the staff directing you to your seat, the snack bar, or the restrooms.
Ah, so it makes sure my request to get snacks ends up at the right service.
Exactly. It routes requests to the correct microservice, handling authentication, rate limiting, and even caching responses to make things faster.
Sounds powerful, but does it get complicated?
It can, but with tools like AWS API Gateway, setting up routes and connecting to services like Lambda functions becomes simpler. The real trick is monitoring and managing performance, caching responses where you can, and using compression to reduce latency.
Got it. Speaking of Lambda, that brings us to functions as a service, right?
Spot on. FAS lets you run back-end logic without managing servers. It's event-driven, automatically scaling with the demand. Think of it as hiring a band, only for the nights you know you're going to have a crowd.
Very cost-effective. But what about when not to use it?
Good question. Avoid it for long-running tasks or when you need predictable latency. It's perfect for tasks that can start and finish quickly, like resizing uploaded images or processing orders.
And the finale of our safari, machine learning pipelines?
The grand finale, indeed. ML pipelines automate the process of training, validating, and deploying models. It's like having a self-updating playlist that always knows what song you want to hear next.
That sounds incredibly complex, but also very cool.
It is, but the beauty of these pipelines is in how they simplify tasks. They ingest data, clean it, select features, train models, and then deploy them, all automatically.
So it's like building a robot that learns to make better robots?
In a way, yes. And with Cloud Functions, you can even deploy these models to run in real time, responding to user actions or incoming data streams.
Wow, we've covered a lot today. From animations that make our web experiences feel alive, to the orchestration of services with API gateways, the serverless magic of FAS, and the automated intelligence of ML pipelines.
That's the beauty of modern web systems. It's a diverse ecosystem where each technology plays a crucial role. And by understanding how they fit together, we can build more responsive, efficient, and intelligent applications.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks, Alex, for breaking it all down. And thanks to our listeners for joining us on this journey through the tech wilderness.
It's been a blast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives and tech explorations. Until next time, keep nerding out. Beat fades in.